Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of my recipes is a stir-fried Swiss chard with feta cheese and strawberries. So we've all had that feta salad, you know, and they're good. I'm not going to say anything bad about a feta salad with strawberries, but everybody's doing it. So how do we elevate ourselves from doing the ordinary to the extraordinary? And this definitely is one of those recipes that will not only take what we're doing constantly, but it also change it up in a way that I think you're going to find really delicious. And I promise you, it's a dish you're never going to forget. It's a beautiful day here in Visalia, California. We're coming at you from our kitchen here in Quail Park. So let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are 10 ounces of Swiss chard. Now, I chose Swiss chard for this because it's got a different flavor and it really can elevate as well. And Swiss chard, when it's done properly, is one of the greatest things you can ever eat. So what I'm going to do with that 10 ounces of Swiss chard, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put that in. You could even use a wok for this if we want to be very traditional. Most people don't have a wok, so it's okay to just use a really nice deep saute pan. We're going to add in 12 ounces of strawberries, 3 tablespoons of olive oil. We're going to put our heat to a nice medium-high heat. Now, I know when you think of walking, you think of people cooking on a very, very high open flame, and that may be true. However, we have to remember that the delicate flavors here that we're using, and Swiss chard is one of those greens that could take a lot of abuse, but a strawberry cannot. So we don't want to overdo the walking or the cooking here in this case. What we're going to do after we add those 3 tablespoons of olive oil is we're going to add in 1 tablespoon of minced garlic. And I love just fresh garlic in this dish. It really elevates the flavors to a very unique blend, because the strawberries, most people think they're sweet, but they're really not. So it blends well with what we're doing, and the garlic will bring out the flavor in the strawberries. 1 medium shallot that we're going to dice small. 1 tablespoon of honey, because we need to have that honey. We need to have that sweetness that we're going to get from the honey inside of the dish. Otherwise, the dish in itself will be very, very flat. And remember that whole umami approach. How can we make a perfectly balanced dish? And by using bitters and sweets and sours, and we can really take it to the next level. I like to finish it up with 2 cups of feta cheese, because let's take it. We are really doing this on the idea of a strawberry feta salad, except we've taken it up a real serious notch. I promise this goes good with any chicken, any fish. Enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.